Sounds like Europe. Cross-border podcasting.
Hello and welcome to Sounds Like Europe, cross-border podcasting, a project brought to you by WePod. I am your host, Javi Caminero. It's been now more than 4 months since we began this adventure, and the WePod project started back in September. So I figured now was the perfect time to stop, do some recap, and talk about the current state of the WePod project. I want to analyze where we come from and where we want to get. Many of our cross-border co-productions are already underway, and we are lucky enough to see them unfold and grow. Our colleagues of the University Roma Tre are playing a crucial role documenting everything related with the WePod project and the process of every co-production. So today I'm joined by Marta Perota. She's a professor and investigator at the University Roma Tre. Ciao, Marta.
Ciao, Javi.
First of all, Marta, tell me and tell the audience, please, what's your story? What's your relationship with podcasting and how did you end up working here in the WePod project?
Yes, I was a PhD student in radio studies in 2004 when the famous article by Ben Hammersley was written in The Guardian. So when the word podcasting was used for the first time, and I could witness the very early phases of this technology, actually, as a scholar. It was really cool to work on research on digital audio in the first 10 years of the development of this really innovative medium. So when I published my first academic paper on podcasting, it was 2006. And from that time on, I was really one of my biggest research interest, actually, even because I happened to work for a music radio show in the Italian public service as a producer, and I was witnessing also the embracing of this innovation by the public service. So it was really amazing to see how many possibilities were open to radios that implemented this this technology and this medium. And this is something that actually informed the project I developed for WePod, because I saw the call from Creative Europe in March 2022, and I thought that a project on podcast, on European podcast scene, could be very successful. So I mailed Prisa, I wrote to Maria Jesus Espinosa de los Monteros, who I knew from a previous research, and we started then working on the proposal. So now, after 2 years, here we are. I can't believe it.
So your relationship with podcasts goes back a long time, but it has always been, your link with podcasting has always been from an academic perspective. And we, in WePod, Roma Tre is our academic partner, to put it some way. Could you explain to me what's your role in this project? What does Roma Tre exactly do?
Yes, the role of Roma Tre is to study production cultures in cross-border co-production, and also the creative collaboration that is something really new in the academia, I think, as far as podcasting is concerned, of course. First, because there are not so many co-productions in the podcast sector. And secondly, because although podcast has already 20 years as a medium, it is also relatively young in the podcast studies scene. So podcast studies are not so developed yet, but it's only a matter of time, I think. So our role is to actually map the creative activity in co-production, describe our models of co-production, to compare to the models that already exist in the global podcast industry. And it is interesting to highlight the process that brings people from different backgrounds, who usually refer to a local audience, to ask themselves questions that go beyond the borders, beyond any linguistic and cultural difference. And in the end, I think we will have a clear idea of how all cultural, linguistic, and also regulatory factors influence the development of partnerships in different countries of Europe.
I know how you are working in WePod because I'm being a direct witness of it. I know how you are in our meetings. I know how you take part in this process. But please explain to those listening to you right now, how does Roma Tre take part in these co-productions? How do you control this collaborative process?
Yeah, control maybe is a very strong word. I think we do have access to all the production meetings, to the calls that producers do, to chat exchanges as well on the platform we use to make exchanges. But we also do ask the producers to fill up a production diary every week. And this is something I think very tiring for the producers. I'm sorry about that, but it's necessary for the research. So we, in the end, we write the story of the co-production, trying to interpret also how, as I said, the different factors, linguistic and cultural, mostly can influence the development of the creative process. And for the methodology, so it's besides a deeper review of the literature, a selection of case studies, we do a lot of interviews, in-depth interviews, and we do participant observation, which is a method that is mostly used in qualitative research.
Mm-hmm. Some months ago, you prepared, along with your colleagues of Roma Tre, of course, a report that I think could be very enlightening for the podcasting industry in Europe. Tell me about this report, which is called the Preliminary Report on the Cross-Border Methodology, Relevant Tools and Market Analysis.
Yes, actually, this is an internal document for the moment for the WePod community, but it will go on and have a more open access version for the end of the project, so end of 2025. But this is a study of the relevant case studies of co-production in the last years. So we studied all the examples in depth. But also we did a clear analysis of the existing literature on both podcasting and on the relevance of sound formats in the digital transformation of journalism. So one, I might say that one of the main thing that we addressed in the report is the fact that in Europe, sound media are more trusted than social media, audiovisual media, and printed media. This is something that European Broadcasting Union says about radio. And this is something we should have to ascribe to the legacy of radio and its pivotal role in journalism for 100 years, actually. Radio forces the journalist to communicate clearly, concisely, precisely, and the listener has to refer to only one channel of information. This makes the radio message necessarily more effective. So I think that in this report we try to address the fact that podcasts must capitalize actually on this advantage of radio, and I'm sure that our co-productions will be inspired by the research we are doing.
And when I read this report, it caught my eye that there aren't many examples of European co-productions in podcasting. And you actually mentioned this a few minutes ago. In other media like TV, radio, or even press, the cross-border collaborations seem more common. And why do you think this is happening in podcasting, or this is not happening?
I think that in sound media, the relationship with the language is structural. So only countries that experience a multilingual dimension, like Spain, for instance, and the countries that experience a multilingual dimension within their borders are stimulated in this sense. So there are many translations of radio programs in the histories of radio, but very few co-productions. So it's something that comes from the radio industry and its difference from television, movies, press, and everything. And on the other end, the examples that there are that we studied are really interesting because they implement the co-creation mechanism that we are studying here in our research at Roma Tre, and it's really stunning how it works. So I think that even if there are few examples, they can give us a lot of inspiration.
And last but not least, Marta, how would you rate the work we are doing in the WePod project so far? Do you believe these cross-border co-productions will become a more usual thing in the near future in the podcasting industry?
Oh, work is progressing well. For my point of view, co-productions are really tiring and require a great dedication from producers, but also listening skills. We are getting to know each other and we are working in this direction. Also because it's very difficult to compare production methods, because when colleagues from different countries work together, they have to harmonize their production habits, which is this is the result of a very specific and culturally situated practice. That's why I think it takes a while. I think that we will soon see the fruits of this very first phase of harmonization, as we can say, and mutual understanding. And yes, maybe we will see a development of European co-productions after WePod. I hope so. Global platforms are pushing in this direction. But I believe that, however, that apart from the pushes coming from global players, it is necessary to open local scenarios to the potential of cross-border collaboration. So this is one of the main results of WePod, might be this one, to just making local producers aware of the challenges and the opportunities of international market.
And before we end this episode, Marta, I would like to ask you the three questions I've been asking every guest here in Sounds Like Europe. The first one is one that has given me some headache because people usually doubt. But let's see how you get with that. What's the most important podcast in your country, in Italy, right now?
Oh, it's really hard, but I think that one of the most listened in these days, March 2024, is La Confessione, The Confession, and it's a podcast about sexual abuse in the church that came out recently. And the particular is that it's a podcast that reconstructs how the Italian church silences the victims and covers up all the priests under accusation, hiding the scandal. So it's told by priests. It's really, I mean, scandalous in a way, but also really interesting.
We have here in Spain a podcast released like nearly 2 years ago, I believe, by our colleagues of El País called El Silencio Roto, like Broken Silence, mm-hmm. would be the translation, the literal translation at least. And it takes these same scandals, these same issues, and portrays them in a way that is very impactful.
We also had 2 years ago La Bomba, another journalistic investigation about that. So I think that it's coming out a lot of, yeah.
And Marta, when's your favorite moment to listen to podcast?
Oh, on my way from home to work by metro or by car or walking. So this is the best time just for me and... I really love to listen to podcasts while I'm going to work.
And just to finish, what's something that makes you stop everything you are doing, your work even, or your house duties, what makes you stop everything and listen to a podcast?
Yeah, I really love stories where difficult issues are discussed. So, for instance, I listened to, with great involvement, actually, like stopping everything, to a podcast on assisted suicide, because it brings you closer to stories that are really difficult to hear from the living voice of those who have experienced them. So this is something that really makes me stop and just listen.
So, Marta Perota, professor and investigator at the University Roma Tre, thank you. Thank you for your time and for being here in Sounds Like Europe.
Thank you. Thank you, Javi.
And to everyone listening, I've been your host, Javi Caminero. Thank you for being there, and I hope you come back in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Sounds Like Europe, cross-border podcasting, is a WePod podcast funded by the Creative Europe Programme. Hosted and written by Javi Caminero, sound design by Manu Tomillo, coordinator Alexander Damiano Ricci, executive producer Anna Ribera.